Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. Houston comes in with a record of 12-8 and 38. My goodness, I can't even say that. It's so bad. 12-38 for the Rockets, 24-26 for the Thunder. Thunder are 6-4 over their last 10, lost their last game. Houston 2-8 over that span, won their last contest. Here are the numbers. OKC averages 116.9 per game. Houston 109.6. Rockets give up 117.1 per contest, so they are 7.5 points per game underwater. OKC, meanwhile, is an exact 1 point above water in point differential, giving up 115.9. Turnovers, as you might expect, big advantage for OKC, 13.2, which is a little bit below league average, versus 16.2 by Houston, which is well above league average. 44.9% from the field are the Rockets, not a great number, actually a very bad number. 46.8% for the Thunder is fairly ordinary, but because of their great pace of play and pretty strong three-point shooting, which we'll get to in a second, it does work for them. They are one of the better offenses in the NBA. As I mentioned, that three-point shooting, 36.2% for the Thunder in that department versus just 32.7% for the Rockets. Houston is 75% from the free throw line, 4.5 points behind the pace of the Thunder, 79.4%. And lastly, bench scoring. Again, the Thunder with the advantage, 37 points per game from the bench, which is a pretty healthy number. Rockets at just 31.8 points per game from their second squad. Believe it or not, though, the Rockets did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 118-105. And they are home in this one. They are without Kevin Porter Jr., and Alperen Sengun is also day-to-day. And Luke Dort is out for OKC, as is Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. And the question here is, can the Thunder use their guard superiority to just outscore and out-weaponize the Houston Rockets? I expect that they will. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a big game, and I think OKC finds a way to win. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Thunder and Rockets coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Oklahoma City Thunder, sitting at 5.5 in the spread, with an over-under of 231.5. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder has been one of the more surprising offensive teams in the NBA. They've been averaging 116.9 points per game, and they're doing this without Chet Holmgren right now, one of their top draft picks that they recently got. The reason behind that is because of the emergence of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Right now, he's been one of the best scorers in the NBA, currently ranked top 5 overall in points per game. Now, his current player props sit at 31.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. You know why? Because against Houston last time, he dropped 32 points. And Houston's not really that good defensively. They give up an average of 117.1 points per game. So lean and take the over in that one on the point side for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, the only player on the Houston side that I really like is Jalen Green. Now, they do have some other good players, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to scoring, you gotta go with Jalen Green. Right now, it currently sits at 22.5. I think that's extremely low. It's been normally around 23.5. If you look at his last 8 games, he's been averaging 24.3 points a game. So definitely lean and take the over on the point side in that. Now, when we're looking at this spread overall, Houston is 20-29, while Oklahoma City Thunder is really good at 31-18-1. I would definitely lean and take the spread on the Oklahoma City Thunder side in this one. And if you're looking at it, Houston's been trending very bad of late against the spread. They've been 1-6 in their last 6 home games, and they're at home right now, and they have a horrible record of 7-17. So it doesn't look good for Houston at all. Now, when it comes to this under-over, I would probably lean and take the under in this one. Yes, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to get his points, but look at what's trending of late. Right now, on one day rest, Oklahoma City Thunder are 4-0 when it comes to taking the under. And on the Houston Rockets side, they have been 4-1 in the under in their last 5. So definitely lean and take the under in this game just off the trends of alone. I would lean and do that one. But I do like the spread on the Oklahoma City Thunder side. That's our look at the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.